98.3 FM and 1700 The Champ. A Cumulus Media station. Online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Friday. It is a Friday. We are through the week. Couple hours here with me. I'll get you home, get you back out for whatever you have going on tonight and through the weekend. If it's Hawkeye game, it's high school football, it's the Iowa State game. Maybe you're like some of us and you're getting ready to go to the Book of Mormon tonight down at the Civic Center. Looking forward to that. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Facebook at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. The website, 1700thechamp.com. On the show today, talking Iowa State football with me. I talked Iowa football with David yesterday. We'll talk about both of them again today. But I get Maddie Nelson to come in here with me. Also getting to that time. You're getting a freeze tonight. What's that mean for the crops? Where are we at with the crops? Then what's our next 2 to 3 months look like? I love getting him to come in and talk about that. And he loves talking about sports. So it's a good combo. Tomorrow you're going to get on 1700 The Champ and 101.3 FM. You are going to get Texas, Oklahoma. Then you're going to take, that's at 10:30. That's the pregame. UNI, Illinois State. Then you get it 3 Sunday. We start off in London with the Giants and the Packers. Then we flip over to Chargers, Browns, Cowboys, Rams, Bengals, Ravens, Chiefs, Raiders. Chargers, Browns, it's interesting. I've listened to a bunch of people today, and to be really honest with you, it's in Cleveland. I have heard more people, experts, on radio today picking the Browns over the Chargers. Okay. Cowboys, Rams, interesting game. Bengals, Ravens, huge game. Scares me to death because I can't get four quarters out of my Ravens. And then you end up with Chief Raiders. That's... I mean, it's an important game for Kansas City. And I need to hold on a second here. I need to check that because I can't tell from how they put this in. It's in Kansas City. So that's an important game for the Chiefs. Gives them some leeway room there in the division. So hope everybody had a great Friday. Whew, a little chilly. A little different. Had a stocking cap on today. Also have no hair. But hey, it was chilly this morning, and it's chilly outside right now. Probably going to have some cold weather tomorrow night for both games. Not positive what the weather looks like in Illinois, but I know the weather tomorrow night at 6:30 in Ames is for K-State, Iowa State is not going to be. I doubt if it's above 50 degrees for the majority of the game. We'll have to wait and see. But getting ready to go up and tailgate tomorrow around 11:30 noon. Get, 6 hours of tailgating in and get to watch the game. I'm excited to get up in Ames to talk with people about the year-long celebration of Jack Trice and some of the things that are happening. I'm very excited to get to talk to Cyclone fans about that. Also on Monday, very excited because you and I Panthers have a lot of things going on too. David Harris, the David Harris, the man, the myth, the legend, the athletic director for the University of Northern Iowa. We are a UNI affiliate. I get to talk to David. David and I, over the 3 or 4 years I've been doing this, have some great conversations. He's such a great person and such a great athletic director as well. And how he does his job and how he looks out for all the student athletes is exactly what you want from your athletic director. Did I hit all that? I think I did. We have we have Des Moines Orthopedic. We have Heritage Building Maintenance. We have Woodman Controls. iCubs, season over. Still the talk, a little bit of the talk of the town at my job, at home, and out and about that I was yesterday. Savannah Bananas, man, that's a huge deal. Looking forward to that. Northwest Bank, Palmer Group. I think I hit everybody. Just had to cut a BetMGM commercial when I came in today. Just listened to my Come and Go commercial that's out there. Two other pretty special places. I enjoy betting with BetMGM, and I love the new fresh perspective with Come and Go. So lots of exciting things going on today. I'm going to start with, because we have live baseball going on, as we stand right now, earlier today, the Cleveland Guardians beat the Tampa Bay Rays 2-1. And we are currently in the bottom of the third, and the Seattle Mariners are up 3-0 over Toronto. And we are in the top of the ninth. It was 2-0 Cardinals. Now it is 2-1, bases loaded, and one out. So we'll keep an eye on that to see how that game goes, to see if the Cardinals can hang on here. It is, like we've said once again, that what a great time of year. We're getting baseball. And then women's national soccer, they have a game going on right now. We have hockey getting ready to start. We have NBA getting ready to start in, I do believe, less than a week. I think if I click on that right here, yes, it not even that. I mean, we have preseason games tonight. Saturday, Sunday, Monday off, and then Tuesday, you are jumping in. Philadelphia, Boston, L.A., Golden State, kicking it off. So this is the time of year. You have all four, and it is going to be a lot of fun. excuse me. One of the biggest things that somebody actually was talking to me today about, and there were two different things. The first one, I'm gonna hit the first one. It's NFL related. Geno Smith. I think let's start with the debacle of wanting to stick hot pokers into your eyes. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to call a party foul, something. I got to give me just a second here. I got to hit this again because it's not pulling up what I had up here yesterday. For the NFL, my goodness. And I said this yesterday to start the show, that when you look at on paper and you look at Denver, Indianapolis at the beginning of the year, you're thinking Indianapolis, you know, Carson Wentz didn't have a good year. They had a lot of talent, Jonathan Taylor, all these things. And you pry Matt Ryan away and okay. And you got the Denver Broncos. It's Russ. Let Russ cook. People really do not like, I have to ask about that one too. We'll get them. Help me remember that. We'll talk about Russell Wilson. That game was horrible. It was 12-9. It's an overtime game. I would rather watch anything than watch a football game like that. We talked a little bit yesterday about the number of injuries and do we have a root cause of that? Tom Brady was one that came out. He said you have limited off-season workouts. He thinks that football and your team and everybody, it should be year round. You know, they're keeping tabs. You're doing all that. Starters avoiding preseason. They don't want to play in the preseason. They don't want to get hurt. They don't want to lose any money. It's not been a good, it's not been a good September, and it's not been a good start to October so far. That game last night, I mean, it hurt. It physically hurt if you had to sit there and watch that game. I don't know what's wrong with Russell Wilson. I have no idea in the world. One of the crazy things. Now, Nathaniel Hackett can turn this around in due time. And he's doing one of the things. That's a head coach for the Denver Broncos. He's doing the one thing that a lot of these guys, the McDaniel down in Mike McDaniel down in Miami, he called plays for the 49ers. I mean, he shared that duty with Kyle Shanahan. They you know, it sometimes they get, you know, personal when you think which one did more or whatever. But the schemes were worked up by Mike McDaniel. And he knew if he was going to go down and he was going to coach the Miami Dolphins, he can't be doing both. Does he have say in it? Absolutely. Does he have say during the week? Absolutely. The simple fact that Nathaniel Hackett is doing play calling on the sidelines and not being the head coach, I have an issue with. And I definitely have an issue with it when you're playing as poorly as the Denver Broncos are. It's an issue. And just stopping there. And then seeing the plays, the redundancy, the over and over going. I mean, if I'm sitting there watching, and I love to watch football. I love this. I've said this all along. This is why I love getting to go to Jack Trice Field. It's why I like sitting in Sukup. Because when offenses have the ball and I'm at their back and I'm watching them, it is so much football comes alive to me when you see that. And I mean, one of the main reasons that offensive coordinators or play callers are up in the booth is so they can see things and they can see what's happening and they can see different things. He's on the field. It's atrocious. That's all I can say. I don't think Russ got so bad at football in less than a year than how he's playing right now. I mean, they have a running back in Melvin Gordon. I had Melvin Gordon in my fantasy, and I'm like, oh my. He has a better chance of fumbling a football than he does gaining a yard. I mean, it's incredible. Even if he gained 9 yards, he fumbles, you lose all your points. It's frustrating. You're thinking, but the key thing here in the thinking process with Nathaniel Hackett, when he was hired, and you listen to the pundits on the radio, and sometimes I worry about the pundits on the radio because I think the pundits on the radio have an agenda. What gets what they're saying out to more things is maybe more important than sometimes what they're saying or what they believe in. But there's some that do. And a lot of those pundits, talking heads, people that go over, I mean, there's some good people. Dan Orlovsky is amazing. And he was one of the ones that I'm jumping on his bandwagon. He's like, you can't take somebody that has Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback and offensive coordinator. Aaron Rodgers does a majority of that stuff at the line by himself. If you watch Green Bay Packers games, even if plays are coming in, I'm telling you that Aaron Rodgers isn't listening to it all the time. And then you're thinking it's Nathaniel Hackett and how he gets to go from Aaron Rodgers to Russell Wilson, who we all just thought didn't get a fair shake with Pete Carroll. And now Pete Carroll is it seems to me, he's either giving Geno Smith more say or things, or it's just working out better than Russell Wilson. You just don't know. I don't know. I like Russell Wilson. I like to watch Russell Wilson play. Do I like all the side stuff and the, you know, let's roll or you know, all that. I think it's very calculated what he does in social media and when he says stuff. I don't think that's the true him. I get he's a superstar. He's married to a superstar. You know, you have to play careful here. But Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson for the amount of money that you paid. I don't know how much Nathaniel Hackett's getting paid, but I do know how much Russell Wilson's getting paid. And boy, does that look like a bad contract right now. When you can have somebody like the Dallas Cowboys, or you had somebody that nobody even knew who he was come in and quarterback for the New England Patriots and not be horrible, and you paid that much money for Russell Wilson to get this. And I've listened all day, and I can sit here and I can pick people, and this one says it's Russ, this one says it's Hackett, this one says it's Russ, this one says it's Hackett, and it's just a combination. It just keeps going and going and going. Okay, so now I have an update here. We're still in the top of the ninth. The Philadelphia Phillies are now up 4-2. They still have runners on they have runners on first and second, and there still is only one out. So a little bit of a struggle in the ninth inning for the St. Louis Cardinals. Mariners are still up 3-0. So all this started because I wanted to talk about Geno Smith. Geno Smith is been a backup in the NFL since he came in, and he's having an incredible year right now. He is his completion percentage is up. He's not throwing interceptions. He's not making mistakes. He's not fumbling the ball. He's running out of trouble. He's not getting sacked. He's not making bad decisions. Where did that come from? It's that great thing. It's that thing that sucks us all in to sports, right? Because right when you think you know what you're talking about and you know what you're doing, somebody comes up and slaps you in the face. And even as good as he's playing, they're still only 2-2. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ, AM Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
1700 The Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Friday. Hope everybody had a great week. Hope everybody had a great day. A little chilly out there today. Going to be chilly tomorrow. But that's okay because it's football season. We're okay with that. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ. And at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. I try to put podcasts up two at a time. So yesterday's show, today's show, I'll put them up over the weekend. We're still all caught up, so we should be good to go. What else do I have here? We have tomorrow, we have Texas, Oklahoma early. And then you have you and I, Illinois State. Then we're going to jump into Giants and Packers early on Sunday, London game. And then you have the Chargers and the Browns, the Cowboys and the Rams, and the Bengals and the Ravens. That kind of takes your noon game, your three game, your Sunday night game, and then you go right into Monday night with Chiefs, Raiders. So a lot of stuff going on. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, new branch in Ames, three locations in Omaha, many, many more across the state. Commitment that you can count on. They're taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, wealth management, and private banking. October for Northwest Bank, October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. It's a big deal, man. There's a lot of phishing going on out there, and not the fun phishing. It's phishing to try to steal information. So make sure that you partake in this as much as the banking community and Northwest Bank is, to make sure that everything that you have, passwords, all those things are set and you're all in good standing and no irregularities are out there. It's a good time to do your cybersecurity awareness. That's mine, passwords. You know, what do you do? Where do you write them down? Do you have them? I have them in a file that you have to know the code to get in to look and see. See, and the problem is I forget the code sometimes. So that's not a good thing. But hey, we have that. But it's great to have Northwest Bank, one of the first sponsors I had way back. And love having them be part of the program and enjoy doing stuff with them. Happens to be one of the I tailgate with at the Iowa State games. A proud employee of Northwest Bank, member FDIC. I'm looking again. This is if you're looking at Twitter, or you get to watch the game because you're home. That was a meltdown by the St. Louis Cardinals. They are now down 6-2. Bottom of the ninth, or in the middle of the ninth right now. Paul Goldschmidt is coming up for St. Louis. Crazy times. Okay, so I told you on Monday, right, that a lot of things are changing and a lot of new things and interesting things are happening. And then I look up because I was going to send David Harris a tweet to say, man, can't wait to talk to you. And lo and behold, what do I see? David Harris, social media, on Twitter. See you at the UNI football game tomorrow with big eyes. We've got a big announcement coming tomorrow at halftime of the UNI football game. Stay tuned. Big announcement coming tomorrow at halftime. Pound ever loyal. David, you could have came on the show today and you could have whispered it to me at least. Come on. That's not fair. But congrats for you and I. I told you they got some big and some pretty big things cooking. So we're gonna figure out what that is, and we're gonna talk about it with him on Monday. So I'm extremely looking forward to that. What do we got here? So it's still 6-2. There's one out, and who's up now? Arenado is up. Two strikes. So I'll keep you updated on that as well. Okay. Where's some other things? Iowa State. Let's talk about that just really quick. Iowa State's point guard Jeremiah Williams, transfer student that came in, out with a torn Achilles. That's a tough blow. That's a pretty, I think TJ's pretty happy with the group that he has, but that hurts. It means other people are going to have to step up and get minutes and get older and experienced really, really quick. But I think they can do it. We sat last night. I went and met a bunch of our bunch of my Dowling buddies that had sons that were my youngest age, and they're all seniors in college now. And we went to Grumpy Goat on 50th and just kind of had a couple of beers and talked and had a good time. But we were talking about that, you know, that kind of getting back to what I was talking about on the show yesterday, that the men's and women's teams at UNI Drake, Iowa, and Iowa State is really, really going to be fun to watch this year. It's going to be very interesting to see how good they really are, because I think they're going to be really, really good. And for the UNI Panthers, just if A.J. Green would have came back and had that one more year, boy, that would have been a really, really good team. This one I wanted to talk about, and it's one of the more sad things. We've talked about this since it happened with the Jones family, with the Iowa Hawkeyes, and Ava and her mom, and their dad were walking. They were in Louisville at a AAU tournament. A impaired driver came up, hit them. Dad passed away. Ava has gone through a lot. Mom has gone through a lot. When they were working through, and my assumption, because I didn't say, but I thought they were back home doing rehab back here, which why wouldn't you with Iowa City being there? Ava's injuries that they can start, you know, just trying to work through all this. all the ligaments in both her knees are gone because of the accident. So the headline is she's not expected to play basketball ever again, which just tugs, right? And it's sad. And you hate that because she was very, very good. But she's a fighter. Modern medicine, you never know. It's a goal. Even if it's a goal to walk and sit on the sidelines, to do whatever, it'll get my attention. She's already got my attention. She's already, the simple fact that she's fighting how she's fighting, she has my attention. She should have all of our attentions. And once again, we have to take a look at certain things, and punishment for impaired driving or all of that is not the answer, because it's after the fact. We have to do a better job of explaining. Guilty as charged, sitting right here, hand raised, done dumb things when I was younger. You think that you can do anything, and you can't. As you get older, it is. I never bought into it with my mom and dad. But when you get older, you do get smarter. You really do. Or more seasoned. Or, yeah, you understand things better. We need to be there. No matter, I'm a Cyclone. I'm a huge Iowa Hawkeye women's and men's basketball team fan. Always have been. You know how much I appreciate the Clark family and Caitlin, and getting to talk to her and interact with her, because she's an amazing athlete, amazing person. We need to get together with this Iowa Hawkeye family, part of the Iowa Hawkeye family, and keep their spirits up. We need to think about that. If it's a quick social media thing, send out just, hey, thinking about you, keep fighting. We're here every day. We're behind you. Make sure that family knows. It's important. And it's just a sad reality that things like that can happen. And that's not even talking about having the loss of a husband and a father and all that that brings with it as well. I happened to, when I was getting ready to go to work today, the wife had the TV on. Once again, I forgot when I came in because I had so many things running through my head. Hi, Nana. Love you, Nana. Love you, DJ. Jen as well. I'm meeting Jen. We're going to Book of Mormon tonight, so I'm pretty excited about that. It's been one that I've wanted to see, one of the ones that I was more excited about getting to see. So where are we at now? I'm gonna stop that story just for a second. 6-2. St. Louis has runners on first and second, two outs. And I apologize for this, but it's N. Gorman is up. I'm not sure what the N is for. The Seattle Mariners are now up 4-0 on the Tampa or Toronto Blue Jays. But mornings I listen to News Center 13, and they had a special on here today. It's called the Salvation Army Mobile Breakfast Club Canteen Food Truck. And they were driving around. They drive around all the time and are feeding homeless people, or going to different areas and feeding people. Folks, I don't think that we had a, at my real job, we had United Way Week, three or four weeks ago. It's a really fun time. It's stressful because you have all these, well, it's stressful for me because I was, because of an accident to somebody else, I was kind of put in charge of overseeing. We redid a couple of decks at a couple of homes. And put a a ramp in, a wheelchair ramp in another place, So we were kind of split up, but I was in charge of one area. That's not my, if everybody that knows me, that's not my forte. Getting people to help and getting people understanding and getting people in there that can do and being there for support and helping, I'm really good at. But it was a great thing, and it was a lot of help. We do that once a year during that week. Now, we have people at our office, and I bet you everybody out there has people in their offices that do a lot of stuff. I think we just have to do more, because I don't think that we understand completely childhood hunger. I don't think we understand completely the homelessness issues that we have in this city and how we can combat the homeless situation, not only by getting them fed and helping in any way we can, but to get them trained and get them so they could live on their own again and get them in a working environment. Here's the one thing that we're missing in very much so in the state of Iowa, in different parts of the country as well. We don't have workers here. It's affecting everybody. Everywhere you look, it affects somebody. It's, you know, this time of year for people that are in a lot of businesses, but in property management, it's budget season. And then as soon as you get that done and you want to pull your hair out, once again, I'm lucky I don't have any, you have to reconcile last year's budget. And then you get a reprieve for like 6 months. But it's the most stressful time. And we're trying to plug in numbers based on workforce availability that we've had the past 5 years. And it's not what's out there. Are you going to have people in mowing companies that have enough people to mow? Are you going to have enough if we get a snow? We're hoping for no snow. That's what we always hope for. Sorry, kids. But if we have a lot of snow, do we have people that are willing to do snow removal? Do we have people that are willing to clean in our buildings that we own? One of the things that Heritage Building Maintenance is a part of this, a part of our people that do advertising. It's getting people and people that'll show up and people that work hard. It's an ongoing thing, and it just all ties back in, and we can tie it into sports and we can tie it into everything else, but it's just a different time for all of us. So be thinking of people, be thinking of helping people. Keep the Jones family in your thoughts and prayers, because that's a long haul and it's not easy. And I can't imagine. I'm not strong enough to imagine what they're going through. So just make sure that if you see something on social media that they're trying to help the family or they're trying to do something, jump on. Go do that. That's a great thing. Or find somebody else that you can do that for that needs help. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. It's Friday. We got one more segment in the first hour. Matt Nelson coming up.
101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ is Des Moines' home for professionals. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Friday. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Tomorrow, Texas, Oklahoma, early, 10:30 pregame. UNI, Illinois State, 3 o'clock pregame. Sunday, Giants, Packers, Chargers, Browns, Cowboys, Rams, Bengals, Ravens, Chiefs, Raiders on Monday night. You got it all going on right here. Okay, where am I at here? So I've done that one. I've done that one. We're going to go. This segment's going to be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance, founded in the Midwest in 2011, provide quality health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for their customers. They are certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep their environment safe and more healthy for their customers. Touchpoints, getting something that will help control the passing of colds and flus and everything else involved. Doing a very good job of doing that. Great cleaning company, and very proud to have them be part of the program. Okay, a couple of quick things. Do I have? I have that. Maddie Nelson coming up at, I got to see my, he is coming up at 5. So he's coming. He's in the next segment, and I got the last two segments today. We were walking out of, I guess we weren't walking out, we were going out of that. Phillies won that game 6-3. Here's a crazy stat for you. I had two of them while I was going through during the break. First one being, let me get there, hold on. Da-da-da-da. Here is the first one. Going into the ninth inning, the St. Louis Cardinals led 2-0. 20 minutes later, the Phillies had put up 4 runs on Ryan Helsley, who only allowed 9 runs all year, and added 2 more. Cards had tying runner at plate in the ninth. Yadier Molina, Cade, it's a massive come-from-behind win that you don't usually do against the St. Louis Cardinals. I don't exactly know what the number of games they lost in the last couple of innings, but I guarantee you it wasn't very many. The second is, this is a big weekend for the UNI Panthers because David Harris is back again. They're excited to have Kurt Warner back on campus talking to UNI football, challenging the team to be great every day and not to be defined by circumstances, but what they're supposed to do. Love Kurt Warner. What a great patriarch for football, and always never taking a step back because someone says you can't have something. I think that's what I always think about with Kurt Warner. Well, you can't do this. Well, I'm going to play at UNI. Well, you can't play football anymore, bagging groceries at Hy-Vee. See, there's nothing for you to do. Go to Arena League Football. And Kurt Warner going to Arena League Football and then getting a workout with the Rams and then becoming the greatest show on turf changed the National Football League. Mike Martz, him, Dick Vermeil. It literally is what we see today on steroids, not legal steroids, just I'm saying on steroids. It is quite amazing, and he's just, he's such a good dude, does a great job. He's really, he does a lot of studio stuff, but it's a shame that he doesn't call more games because he is super, super good at it. Somebody sent me this while we were in, and I saw while I was going through Steph Copley. If you don't know Steph and you're an Iowa State fan, you know who Steph is. And she's watching the U.S. National women's soccer team, and it's the significance of it, and it's a huge significance, the start of women's revolution in sports started with that national women's soccer team, Mia Hamm, all of them, and it is now continued, and with the fighting that we're all trying to do. It's a big part of the show and talking women's sports and keeping that in the forefront. One of the amazing things today, Alaysia Thompson just subbed in for Megan Rapinoe. I don't want to admit Rapinoe. She's 17 years old, and she just, I mean, just think of a 17-year-old and you're subbing in for probably your idol of your whole entire life. What an amazing thing. It's what an amazing thing that is for youngsters like that. And that's the key, right? That's the key for the national women's soccer team is they need to get younger. The women's basketball team needs to get younger. You have all these unbelievable women that achieved unbelievable things internationally, Olympic-wise, all of that. But they're getting to a point where it's time for that second group and then the third group. And then you have this college group that is unbelievably good. So unbelievably good. You hear the things that some of the women that are doing it now or have done it are going, wow, we are glad we're not playing now. And two, that they know that what they've done has moved along and brought more people into the fold to want to do those things. And when you look at volleyball and you look at swimming and you and all the gymnastics, I talked about gymnastics this week, the highest NIL dollars out there are, and if you took the top 20, there's going to be at least a third, if not a half, in women's gymnastics. It's crazy stuff. If you were looking for somebody else, if you're a young athlete or a young person who loves to watch sports, remember this name, Victor Wimbanyama. 7'4". He's a 7'4" point guard, is what he is. A 7'4" three-point shooter. A 7'4" defensive specialist. A 7'4" runs up and down the floor. It is incredible. A lot of people, it's out there on social media today because he's playing in the Ignite League. And a lot of people are out there and they're watching and people are saying, okay, we were looking forward to, and like I said, NBA basketball is right around the corner. As far as I can tell, it's like the we'll NBA schedule because the last preseason game is Friday, October 15th. Then you have Saturday, the 15th, 16th, 17th is their days off, and then boom, it is the 18th. And he said, it's going to be really surprising when some of these teams figure out that they're not going to be very good or they have an injury or they have something that comes up. Tanking's going to start happening because this is a once-in-a-lifetime kid. This is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because when you look at him, the length is incredible. When he's shooting three-pointers, he's shooting the ball right above his forehead. I mean, that you're 8 feet in the air. And it's a really pretty shot. The tanking that's going to go on for him is going to be unbelievable. He is, I don't know. I can't even, it knocks me out. So, getting back, cause I ran out of time and I only have a minute here. The Salvation Army Mobile Breakfast Club truck. It goes around. They do it daily. It just so happened that they were showing them today. I don't know. It's with the Salvation Army. If you go to their website, I don't know what they need. I don't know if they need help. I don't know if they need money. I don't know if they need food. I don't know if they need gas. I don't know what they need. But let's get it for them. The fact that these gentlemen are giving up their days to go out to try to help feed people. Here's the one thing I know you cannot do. You cannot be a good person. You cannot be a good human. You cannot be a good worker. You can't be good at anything if you do not have food and energy. You have to have it. And they are doing their darndest to get out there and make that happen. Go to the Salvation Army website. Look it up. Salvation Army Mobile Breakfast Club Canteen. Find out what they need and get going. And once you do, put it on social media. I'll follow it. I'll start sending it out, and I will help with whatever needs. But let's do something. Let's do something to try to help. Same with Ava Jones and the Iowa Hawkeye athletic family. If they need something, let's make sure that we take care of that. And that's coming from a Cyclone. Come on. I just love that family, and they need some good stuff to happen. And we can do it. You're listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Maddie Nelson next.